Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
So many things I would do if God was a woman, and I would do them so much better.
I would put her on a pedestal just high enough to look up her skirt.
You do that anyway. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome in. And of course, happy Saturday to all of you. We're back. Oh my gosh, this on and off thing is killing me.
I know, it's crazy.
A week we're here, then we're not. Then we're here, then we're not. It's like, people, make up your minds. We're trying to listen to your podcast, and you don't know what the hell you're doing. Well, we are here today.
We are here today,
absolutely. And Forrest isn't here, though. He's out celebrating his wife's birthday. Whatever.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
I guess his God's a woman. Woman's a God.
So instead, we got our buddy Steve Silva's in the room.
Heidi ho.
Yes, because Camden's always here.
I'm here.
And this is Sean Robertson. Of course, this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
Well, we thank you for joining us today as we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. If you're new to Your Weekly Dose, this program is about having fun. We recap our past week experiences and enlighten your day through laughter.
That's right. Laughter at all the things we experience in everyday life, the embarrassing things, the silly things, the awkward things, even things we're afraid to talk about, but damn it, we still do.
You know, the things that connect us all, the things that make us human.
That's right.
As they say, laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, helps when you're talking to the microphone there. To all of our listeners, old and new, we always love it when you guys are a part of the show and join the conversation. You can do that several ways. Comment on each of our episodes here on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
Send a message via Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeklydose.
Or if you want to send us a personal message.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Easy and peasy as that. And, of course, we got a cool day for you guys. We talked about films that can be made today. We got popular cocktails for National Cocktail Day. And, of course, this month is Women in History, so we'll be celebrating a lot of women today. And then if you ever wanted to get out of jury duty, Steve's got a list there of things to do. And we got What's News. And, of course, we got Trending with Camlin, of course. So we got all those wonderful things.
You know, you can always download past shows for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you are on the go, you can subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show.
I love that bling thing. Kind of cool.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know.
I had to read something there.
Exactly. And, of course, today's theme song was If God Was a Woman by the great Richie Sambora, my guitar hero. And like we always tell you guys, don't forget that any of the songs that we play here on the show, you can always go to our main sponsor, which is Amazon. All you got to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, which is brand new because we just changed a lot of things on it recently. Some of it looks the same, but... A couple of new things on there, so go check it out. And basically click on the Amazon banner and bookmark it, and then shop to your heart's delight. And that way, every time you shop, we get a little bit of money, and it helps us stay on the air.
Cha-ching.
And yeah, exactly. You know, because you want to hear that. Oh, is it? There we go.
There we go. There it is.
Helps if I turn the volume up, too. So, helps if Steve talks into the mic, helps if I raise the volume up.
That's right.
So, go ahead.
Together we could conquer the world.
Oh, boy, like a well-oiled machine, man. Well-oiled machine, absolutely.
I think it would only go medium.
It's like Pinky in the Brain right here.
I spent the last hour
Pinky
with
Pinky in the Brain. Guess who's who?
Who
is who? Guess who's who?
Might bounce back and forth a little bit.
I think you're right on that one. Snarf. So, yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway. So, yeah. Go to our website and click on the banner and shop so we can stay on the air so you can listen to this stupid banter every week. Simple as that. And who knows
something
what the hell
like
we're
that.
Doing.
What
yeah, exactly. What the hell?
Exactly.
What the hell? We don't know.
We're having a good time.
Absolutely. We're having a good time because, Lord knows I've had my wake-up juice, and boy, I'm awake. I am awake, and had my cereal this morning. I still got my banana.
What cereal you got?
Over here. I haven't got my banana.
Did you have your Wheaties?
No, I didn't have my Wheaties. I had my, they're great.
Oh,
no, Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes,
yeah.
Oh, Frosted Flakes.
I had my Frosted Flakes. Oh, they were so good.
They are.
They're fun just as a snack out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. It was really hard because I had to go pick up Steve. And on the way back, I'm like, Steve, I got to stop at 7-Eleven and get my wake-up juice. You know, I got to get it.
Yeah.
And so I walk over to Steve to see what he's going to get. And then my eye caught the little cereal section, you know, where they had those little plastic tubs of the different cereals already pre-made or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a tough choice.
Oh, I bet.
Because it was either Frosted Flakes or Cocoa Krispies.
Oh, I'm a Frosted Flakes gal.
Oh, it was tough.
Between those two?
It was tough Frosted because, Flakes. See, when you get the Rice Krispies that are the Cocoa Krispies, it turns the milk chocolate.
I do know.
You know, and I was a little bit disappointed they didn't have the other one, which is the Cocoa Puffs.
Oh.
You know, because I go cuckoo for them. You know.
They also have tricks now.
I shouldn't be laughing that hard.
it was the facial expression is what did it. Cuckoo. Yeah,
yeah. They have tricks will churn the milk pink and it tastes like strawberry.
No, it doesn't.
He's
silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
I know. have you seen? Oh, you
does it really turn it pink?
There's this video online of Liam Neeson in character, and he's checking out at this little store, and he wants to buy a box of Trix, but he wants to make sure he's not going to get in trouble. It's hysterical.
Really? Where?
Yeah.
It's
just
Liam
on YouTube. Liam Neeson buys Trix. Okay. And he's like, you know, are you sure it won't be followed? That kind of thing.
I love Liam Neeson.
I do, too.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I think I found
it. He says, there's another one somewhere where somebody says, scare me, and one of the audience members of the talk show. And so they do it a bit, and he, like, talks tough like he did in Taken.
Thanks a lot. Come again.
Oh, it's with Ted.
Ted.
Oh, this is funny.
Hey.
Hello.
I'd like to ask a few questions about this breakfast cereal.
Yeah, box of Trix.
That's right. I've been led to understand that Trix are exclusively for children. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they say Trix are for kids in the commercials.
Is that enforced by law?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So if I purchase these Trix, there'll be no trouble.
No, you should be fine.
You do understand that I myself am not a child.
I was able to sniff that out.
Okay, I'm going to bring these back to my apartment.
You'll be okay.
And I won't be followed.
No, that's not in our budget here.
Hey, I won't forget what you've done for me here today.
I would prefer that you do.
He hides it in his jacket.
Jesus Christ.
You two still not talking?
No. All right. God, Joy, I don't know how to fix this.
Okay.
From the movie. Now we're just watching the movie.
Yeah, I was watching the movie, yeah.
I know, we're all just watching it, too. I was like,
dead air. Oh, like, what's going on?
Nobody can see the video.
Of course, if you knew what we were watching, a pretty blonde girl comes in and walks out or whatever, so... I've never seen that. Is that that's in the movie?
Yeah, I guess so. I've seen the movie. I don't remember that bit, but that is so funny.
Yeah, because it's that whole thing. I will find you.
Yeah.
What is that from?
Taken.
Taken. Yeah, you go. Yeah, yeah. The character he does from Taken. That's hysterical. I did not know that that was in there.
So funny.
So it's in Ted 2. That's funny. That is really good. Never knew it existed, but now I know.
Yep.
That's right.
Oh boy,
that was good.
Learn something new every day. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. All right, well, should we catch up, guys?
Let's catch up.
All right, let's do that. Well, a lot of things have happened since we've been gone.
Oh, yes.
The Academy Awards happened. So real quick, what did you guys think of that, the show this year?
Oh, I thought it was great. I thought it was really entertaining. I think I cried like the whole show.
So now your movies won?
I cried like in a good way. Like I was so just like touched by like everyone who won. And like I just get really emotional when it comes to the Oscars. I don't know.
Did you watch it, Steve, or no? No? Okay. I agree with you. I thought it was one of the best shows in a long time.
Yeah, they did a really
overall.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. You know, and
did you like Kimmel?
You know what? I do like Kimmel. I think he's been the best host since Billy Crystal.
I think he knows how to stay on a particular path and not deviate into the really stupid or the really asshole stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knows how to kind of go through and make it more relaxed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep. He makes his jokes, but it's very easy.
Yeah, he keeps it within reason, you know. He'll mention people and he'll do, but he... Yeah, he knows how to stay in that area that's makes it funny.
Yep. Yep. I would agree with you. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's in his opening monologue, I thought has been one of the best since Billy Crystal also, you know, and addressing what happened last year and the way they did it and the way it was written. Mm-hmm. I thought it was freaking brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to see if I can... pull up some of it here. Let's see.
And permitted to give a 19-minute long speech. No, but seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing. Sit there and do absolutely nothing. Maybe even give the assailant a hug. And if any of you get mad at a joke and decide you want to come up here and get jiggy with it, it's not going to be easy. There are a few of my friends you're going to have to get through first. You're going to have to get through the heavyweight champ, Adonis Creed, before you get to me. You're going to have to battle with Michelle Yeoh before you get to me. You are going to have to beat the Mandalorian before you get to me. You are going to have to tangle with Spider-Man. You are going to have to tangle with Fableman.
Steven Spielberg.
And then you're going to have to go through my right-hand man, Guillermo, if you want to get up to this stage.
Of course, they went to the director.
Hold on, I should say. The other Guillermo, not Del Toro. Yes,
there he is.
I love the fact that he's wearing
cute,
his NBC
but make
outfit.
No mistake, you even so much as wave at me, that sweet little man will beat the Lydia tar out of you, okay? There will be no nonsense tonight. We have no time for shenanigans. This is a celebration of everyone here. You told us you wanted all the categories back in, and we listened. They're all back in. That's right. We will be showing all 23 categories live tonight, except for one. Earlier tonight, Best Picture went to All Quiet on the Western Front. Congratulations to Germany. We put all the categories back in because the movie community wanted it, almost as much as the television community didn't want it. So, no complaining about how long the show is. I saw all your movies. Now it's my turn to make you sit in the theater for 3.5 hours. That doesn't mean we don't want to hear you speak. We do. We want your speeches to be moving. We also want to keep it moving. So, speech goes on too long. This year, we're not going to play you off stage. Instead, we have a group of performers from the movie RRR who are going to dance you off stage. If you go too long, we're going to Bollywood gom show your ass. So,
I love the fact how they're actually pushing Kimmel.
Yeah. Our first presenters of the night, Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was just so good.
Yeah.
You know, and he did a great job. Everything moved. We had some of those classic dances thing from RRR come in or whatever, the productions, you know.
That was great.
It was a good show. Mm-hmm. And it did move fast. The 3 hours didn't seem like the 3 hours it normally is. And
agreed.
Going, oh, my God, when is this going to end? Yep. Or whatever, you know. But no, I thought it was a great show. And then for the first time in a long time, all of your major actor and actresses were first-time winners.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that so cool?
You know, and I didn't watch too much of all the other award shows of who won what or whatever, you mm-hmm. know. I know you reported on some of them.
Yeah, we talked about a couple of them.
And everything.
Here.
But, you know, it was, I didn't pay attention too much because I wanted to be surprised.
Sure.
For it, you know. And I was rooting for Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yeah.
I really was. You know, for everything that he's gone through and everything, because he's not a bad actor by any means.
No.
You know, and everybody, I think, in their career will do a film like Dudley Do-Right or George of the Jungle.
Sure.
You know.
I love George of the Jungle.
You know, and the thing is that those were even done well.
Yeah.
You know, that you go back and you enjoy them.
Yep.
You really do. And you got to admit, I mean, he was in shape at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Women adored Brendan Fraser in mm-hmm. that loincloth.
Absolutely.
You know.
And not just women.
Well, yeah, and a few, yeah.
That's very true.
Some of our friends, you know, yeah. that admired him as well. But, you know, he's had a good career to go through those type of movies and then go into a series like or a franchise like The Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and do well.
Who's your mummy?
Yeah. You know, but I don't know why Hollywood stopped using him.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know what happened.
I know he went through some personal stuff too, but I'm not sure 100% what it is.
But I thought it was really hysterical because Jimmy Kimmel even mentions it, that two actors from Encino Man, which is K. Hugh Kwan.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Brendan Fraser.
So funny.
Both win Oscars 30 years later. How cool is that?
So cool.
You know, and then for Jamie Lee Curtis to win, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't understand why everybody was so upset that she won or why the internet blew up, you know, because I found out later that she won the SAG Award
uh-huh.
for Best Actress. So I was like, well, that's pretty obvious then. She's probably going to win the Oscar.
Sure.
But I learned after the fact, you know, so I'm like, why are you getting upset then? You know?
Yeah.
You know, but for all of them, I mean, I was just so happy for them. This is their first role, their first big thing,
mm-hmm.
and they got it.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
It is.
It was so cool to see.
It really was.
I in my production class that I have on Thursday nights, we did we voted. We did our own little votes the week before the mm-hmm. Oscars, and I found out this last Thursday that I won. I got like, I guessed like 14 out of the 23 categories correctly.
I was nailing them left and right. Nailing them left and right. I was calling them as they were coming out. You know, yeah. Like, oh, come on. I want Jamie to win. Or I want so-and-so. You know, oh, it's going to be this. Yeah. It's going to be this one or that one. One of the two, you know. And I was getting them, you know. Yep. And again, I wasn't paying attention to the other award shows or whatever. You know, but I think I probably got maybe even like 15 or 16 out of the 23 or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Paul Preston sent us his picks or whatever, too, on it. And I didn't get a chance to really look at it, but I think Paul was pretty much nailed it also.
Yeah.
You know, he's really good at that.
Mm-hmm. I know I got half of those 14 because Everything Everywhere All at Once won 7 of them. And I put them on everything. I was like, yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good film. And for it to win Best Picture, too. You know, it was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, I know we've been away for 2 weeks and everything. But so what have you been up to, Kevin, so far?
Well, just kind of getting back into the groove of things after my back. So I'm back to work. I'm back to school. Like everything's kind of fallen back into place, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have a routine again, I think.
Yeah, I know that feeling, yeah.
So that's really nice. As far as like this specific week goes, though, I know everyone's been on the edge of their seats of what my sleep study test results were. And I finally found out.
Okay. All right. What is it?
So I don't have sleep apnea.
What do you have?
So that's super cool, but I do have upper airway resistance syndrome. Anyway, so, you know, I just have trouble breathing while I'm sleeping. So they're going to give me a CPAP machine to.
So you still need a CPAP then?
Mm-hmm. I'm just not getting restful nights of sleep because I'm waking up too often. Because of the airway resistance or whatever.
I wonder if you need one of those new beds that helps you sleep or whatever. And it cools you and it comforts you and it does this.
I mean, that sounds great. Does insurance cover it?
I don't know, but I know that they have, was it zero down and payments for 36 months.
Oh, okay.
So, which is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Zero down, I like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, your payments, 36 months, it comes out to like a bill 50.
Yeah.
Which is too bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So Lord knows we need a new bed also.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Our bed was a wedding gift from my parents.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and it's been 22 years, 23 years now.
That's a long time to have a bed.
Yes, it is. Because considering our first bed was the floor.
Uh-huh.
When we first moved into the apartment, we had no bed for like the first month.
I mean, that was an upgrade.
It was a total upgrade.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, we stopped camping. My parents got us a bed. So.
Nice.
Yeah. First couple of weeks was kind of fun.
Very cool.
So, but yeah, so it's time to get a new bed.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably get a better night of sleep.
Flipped it over to, yeah, you never know, because we're actually talking about getting one of those sleep things or whatever that cools you, and the temperature's this on her side and this on my side or whatever, what have you. So, yeah, and you know, never know. It could help you, too.
Absolutely.
You don't need the machine.
Yeah. You know? We'll see how it all pans out. But
that, or you can just kind of do what they do in the cartoons or whatever. You know, like get like a little toothpick or like a little bone or something. And you keep your mouth open just so air goes in.
Hey. Oh, I see. Your mouth is supposed to be open for that the way air it to go in. Oh, yeah. News to me.
Yeah.
News to me.
Because Lord knows I'll start off breathing through my nose when I sleep, but then I'm a mouth breather.
I am a mouth breather, too.
Yeah. Because I got to get enough.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. My nose doesn't cut it.
Doesn't. You need a bigger nose.
Need a bigger nose. I could loan you out some.
He's got a schnoz. So anything else?
Anyways, last night I went to the movies. And
ooh, what'd you go see?
I saw Scream 6.
Steve, how was your week?
You saw Screaming Sex.
Wait,
what'd you say? Scream what?
Screaming Sex. I didn't know. Wow, that's
they're playing it at the movie theaters.
Wow.
But I did. I saw Scream 6, and you know what? It was actually, I liked it. It was really fun, and I got scared quite a few times. But I also haven't seen Scream 2, 3, 4, or 5. I've only seen the first one and this one. It was still fun.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I had 2 beers and a double cocktail.
Oh, that does help. No wonder you got scared. It was too real at that point.
It really was, though. They made it, like, they did a really good job making it, like, feel real. And I got a little, like, I was, like, walking out of the theater, like, is there somebody behind me?
I haven't talked to you for a little bit, too. How was your week, bud?
Really good. I'm doing really good. Having fun doing nothing.
That's awesome.
As usual.
But I don't know. I've been watching movies and stuff a lot,
which I've
also been watching the Lakers.
Ooh.
The Lakers have been going, kind of on a. It's like a little roller coaster, but they keep getting a little bit better. Then they'll drop down because they lose. Then they get a little bit better, so now they're in eighth place, which they're in the play-in. They just add two more teams with the possibility of getting into the playoffs.
Ah.
So that's what that does. So they're doing well. And then I was just my heart goes out to the people in Mississippi.
Oh well, yeah.
From the tornado and stuff.
Following
that today, but we just be thankful where we are, what we got, and hope that people affected are find a way out of it.
You know, I think we should probably ask the crystal ball. If the Lakers are actually going to... No, it's not. Shut up.
It knew before you even asked the question.
It didn't even know the question. It's a certainty.
It's a crystal ball. It knows everything. Ball.
Yeah. So we'll ask the crystal ball, if the Lakers are going to make the playoffs. So,
okay.
Okay. Crystal ball.
Everything points to yes.
Well, they'll be in the playoffs. Okay, that's good to know. But
it cannot be determined at this time.
Well, that's also good to know. Okay,
it's
so
it's like reading your mind.
It is. It's kind of scary right now. It's being very sensitive because we haven't asked I just got the crystal ball and it went yeah. So, will the Lakers make the playoffs this year?
Definitely yes.
Well, okay then.
There it is.
Crystal ball has said it.
Yep.
We know it to be true, and that's that.
That's all
I
need.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, sure.
Crystal ball, will I ever have sex again?
The answer is unclear.
Well,
That's better than a hard no.
That's better.
Well, maybe we need to be a little bit more specific. So, crystal ball.
How can you be more specific?
Will Steve ever have sex with another woman?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Hey.
There you go. Okay. See, we had to be a little bit more specific.
It's like Mark, you just keep asking the same question differently.
Until you get the answer we want. That's how it works. Yeah. Because crystal ball is never wrong.
But thank you for that.
Because I don't know if we're just talking masturbation. I don't know if we're talking with an inflatable doll.
I can see how you could be unclear.
Well, yeah, I just want to have sex. In what way, are we going to go back to Mexico and talk to the donkey again? I mean, I don't know.
Isabella. That's a story I'll tell you off the air.
Exactly. So, you never know. You don't know. We want to ask the proper question, the proper way.
Proper question.
Yeah. So, would you like to ask the crystal ball?
You know what? I'm good. This was plenty of information. I think I am set.
Love it. All right. There we go. So fun with the crystal ball.
Let's catch up with Sean. Sean, what's up?
Outside of watching the Oscars and everything, this household was just so happy that all the people who won.
Mm-hmm.
We had our show, The Band, which we finally got a name for ourselves, which is called The Groove Junkies.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, we dig the name. And so we get to... it was for a pickleball tournament here in Fountain Valley. And if you've never played pickleball, it's like a miniaturized version of tennis, basically, or a extra large version of ping pong.
Okay.
And that's what pickleball is.
All right.
That's the best way to describe it. So this was ESPN's first time doing this particular tournament with a company called Agape Pickleball. People, whatever, in Fountain Valley.
Agape pickleball people.
And so we
I had to say it.
They kind of leaned to the left a little
agape,
bit.
Agape.
Trying to talk to them.
Yeah. There's a lot of leaning. So anyway, so we you know, we made the arrangements or whatever, and okay, fine. But then we get to the venue, and they say, okay, we want you to play here on this tennis court. So, if you've ever been to tennis courts, like public tennis courts, like at a park, normally it's two tennis courts and then a fence that divides, and then it's two more, and then a fence that divides.
Okay.
So, on the first two, they were able to put four pickleball courts there.
Okay.
So, four courts of pickleball equals two tennis courts.
Okay.
All right. So, the first two areas were where the tournament was happening. The last one, they had the DJ there. They had some a couple of booths there, sponsors and so forth.
Okay.
But they were also allowing people to play there.
Okay.
All right. And then they said, okay, well, you guys are going to perform here. All right. So I started to notice, though, okay, well, if we begin to set up our stuff, we're going to be in the way of the people playing the pickleball. And then there's a short, there was a short fence that divided our court between the other court where the tournament was happening.
Okay.
Well, my dad always told me that a person can be smart, but people are stupid. Well, and again, this fence that divided was probably about, I don't know, 2.5 feet tall. So people were climbing over the fence to get to our court, to get to the certain booths or whatever, as opposed to walking around like it. They should, you know, so they're not in the way of things. Well, where they were stepping into is where we were going to set up at. And I'm just thinking, this is not good, because if we're going to play here, people aren't going to give a damn and just walk right over and bump into us as we're playing.
Yeah, and your equipment and everything, too.
Yeah, and so I kind of made the suggestion, you know, because they had tables set up outside of the courts in this nice little grassy area, and there was room over there for us to set up there and play where people were eating and drinking and stuff and what have you.
Oh, that'd be good.
So, made more sense. And so, you know, I expressed my concerns with everything and so forth, what have you. And lo and behold, we ended up not playing.
Oh.
For our first gig.
You just... Why? Okay.
I mean, what...
So what...
Well, what happened was the fact, number one, we did everything we could on our end to be prepared. ESPN did not.
Okay.
They brought enough things to take care of themselves, but not enough things or power, mainly, to power us.
Oh.
So, because they had enough, they had their own mixing board and everything, and speakers that were going around, and enough power to power those speakers and power themselves, and for themselves to be self-contained. But then to add us to it, there was no communication on their part, on their back end. Their sound engineer and person in charge of the sound and stuff only knew the DJ was coming. The DJ patched into his board and had power for him, which was easy to do. But for to power our amps and everything and our speakers, they weren't prepared for that at all. Plus, I was right about the, you know, people being stupid. Well, they said if they tripped over our cables or whatever, you know, while it was on the court, then ESPN could have gotten sued. So they didn't cover themselves in that aspect.
Oh, my gosh.
So because of that, we didn't get to play either.
Oh, my gosh.
So we all showed up.
Ready to do it.
Ready to do it.
And saw some people playing pickleball.
And part of it, too, there was nobody prepared for us to show up, number one. They didn't even have, like, parking spots for us or anything, or to unload and then go park or save us parking spots.
Who arranged for you guys to be there? Was it ESPN or was there some...
Well, it was my band leader, Reggie, and he was talking to the people with ESPN. So we did our thing saying, hey, this is what we're going to bring. This is what we're going to do. But ESPN failed to communicate within themselves to be prepared for us to show up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no stage, there was no this, there was no that, you know, kind of a thing.
Oh, man.
So it sucked, you know, but I got a free bratwurst out of it, which wasn't bad from Hoffa.
Whoa, well, that's worth it.
I love free food.
Yeah, and Pizza Hut was there, so that was kind of nice.
Oh, I've been craving pizza lately. Mm-hmm.
So, but other than that, yeah, so it wasn't, you know, a really great day for us overall. So we were kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it was for the best because we were only able to do like a half hour set. So to set up and then to play and then have announcements in between our performances, it would have been a pain in the butt. And it's like, no, I'd rather, you know, set up and play for 45 minutes or something, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so we're going to try again. But on the back side of it, the good thing is that ESPN still wants us back. And even though we get a chance to play, whatever, but they said they're going to be more prepared for us. They're going to give us a stage. They're going to give us this. They're going to give us that or whatever. And we mentioned about being out entertaining the people where they're eating. And they said, oh, that's a great idea. Well, no shit, Sherlock. And so they're going to do that for us next time.
So how often do these things happen?
Well, pickleball has been catching on pretty quickly. So there's like almost monthly tournaments. So I don't know which ones ESPN is going to cover because this was the first one that they did. But the Agape Pickleball Club there in Fountain Valley, they one of Reggie's friends is on the board. And he said for them, it was also a cluster F for them, too. Things that we didn't see. But
did you stay and watch part
me?
Of it, or did you find out?
I didn't know.
You left. And
I left, right? Yeah. I had my bratwurst.
Decided you couldn't play. You just...
I had my bratwurst and my coconut water, and I went to a professional stretcher, and they stretched me out, and after that, I left. So...
that sounds like a pretty good day, though.
Well, yeah. Especially for a professional stretcher. Oh, God, that felt so good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so after that, I left, you know, overall, and just came home. But then I went to go pick up my son, who was at Fullerton College, because they were doing a high school competition, theater competition over there at the college. So I went to go pick him up, which was my alma mater and everything. And some of the kids found out that I knew the person's name up on the theater there, that I actually knew her. Mm-hmm. And they were surprised, which is an actress called her name was Bronwyn Dodson, and who was a student there who tragically died during a production that we were doing while I was there. And it hit us really, really hard.
Oh.
And so they named, in short story, they named the Black Box Theater that we have, they named it after her.
Oh.
So, and as soon as you walk in, there's her picture and her story off to the left. And then to find out, I didn't realize this, though, but our friend Cress Williams, actor who played Black Lightning, Cress was the first recipient of her scholarship after she passed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I got to call him up and bug him about that again, too, and everything, so which was kind of neat.
Wow, so. I didn't know the story. I've performed in that theater.
Oh, really? The Bronwyn Dodson Theater?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
I did an improv show there.
Yeah.
A couple other things.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was a... Yeah,
oh, yeah.
She was
my alma mater, too. So.
She was an actress there. Wonderful, wonderful girl.
Yeah.
And I got to work with her on about five or six productions.
Wow. Okay.
And awesome. She was just full of life, full of everything. She was one of those that... had she lived, she would have gone places, I think, like Cress Williams did.
Mm.
They were, I think, two of our biggest shining stars to come out of the theater. And Bob Jensen, who was the dean at the time, Bronwyn was like another daughter to him.
Oh.
So, and he was the one who really pushed to get her name there and everything. So, and it's kind of touching when I go back and see, you know, all of that and everything.
Yeah.
And of course the memories come flooding back of when I worked with her and stuff.
Sure.
And everything. So it was kind of cool, but yeah. But yeah, so now you know why.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew Bronwyn.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool.
The bittersweet story.
Yeah. So got to work with him there and then picked him up. And then, we went to, he had a thing to do at the high school and he did that and everything. Mm-hmm. So weekend's been a little bit busy and this weekend's going to be crazy today.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm teaching and then I've got, two performances after I teach or whatever to go see friends of mine perform. And then I'm going to go try and catch, Michael Anthony from Van Halen perform in Costa Mesa with a buddy of mine, Phil X, who's the guitar player for Bon Jovi, and yada, yada, yada. So it's
very cool.
I won't be home till tomorrow.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You probably won't be home until past midnight.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I was going to mention something.
Yes.
There is a bar in downtown LA called Bar 10. And once a month, they have a like a film showcase, like short films. Mm-hmm. And it's members of the LGBTQIA2+ community who put in their submissions mm-hmm. to have their films shown. Anyways, the event is the once a month event is tomorrow. And so I'm going. I'm going to be there.
Cool.
Yeah. And I'm super excited about it. One of my acquaintances is a manager there. And then it's also like the producer of this event. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, I was like, hey, I'll mention it on the podcast. I mentioned it to my classmates in my class on Thursday. Just kind of see who can come out and see these movies. And one of the films is called Requiem. And it is starring Bella Ramsey, who plays Ellie in The Last of Us
on
HBO Max. So that's pretty cool. It's just like, you know. There's good stuff, I think, that's going to be there tomorrow.
What time tomorrow?
So there's like a pre-event that starts at 6, and then I believe they start showing films at 7 p.m. So it's later in the evening, but they have like, last month I think they had like a carpet with like backdrops, you can take pictures and, you know.
I'm going to see if I can join you because I'm done with rehearsal by 4.
Absolutely.
So text me.
Okay.
Text me tomorrow.
I will. Yeah, absolutely. And it's once a month, and you can. Oh, the. I don't think I said the name of the event. The event is called. Wow. My gosh.
It's called.
Where am I from? Okay.
Jersey.
I guess so. It is called. You'll get why. Queer Here Cinema.
Queer Here Cinema.
Queer Here Cinema. So you can find them on Instagram, and then you can also find Bar 10 on Instagram. DTLA.
Well, you know, that sounds like a good way for trending.
Oh, that is.
I
saved it. I love that song. It's so good. We didn't even talk about it. You just like played it one day and I was like, that's it.
That didn't work.
All right, cool. I do have a couple of things for my trending report for you guys today. I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you guys have heard about the show Grey's Anatomy. It's only been on for like
Grey's 20. Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, like the actual medical book.
Something like that. Oh. Yeah, maybe taking a few things from there. So Grey's Anatomy is currently in season 19 and it was announced this week that it will be renewed for a 20th season.
Will this be the final season?
That was not said. It is just that they've been renewed for a 20th season. So we'll see how it goes because I don't know if you guys know, but Ellen Pompeo, who played Meredith Grey, like the lead of the show, left just like 2 episodes
no.
ago, I think, or 3 episodes. So she's left the show. But of course, there's talks of like, oh, it's been renewed for a 20th season. Will Ellen Pompeo come back? So we'll see. But she also said that Grey's Anatomy is the show is the longest running primetime medical drama in TV history and is ABC's longest running current show.
Now, you notice how they had to phrase that, though.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had to be very specific because there's been other. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to make sure that they
said it just right. Yep. Yeah. Hour long medical drama. That's
yeah. A one. Yeah.
From 7 to 9 p.m.
in this time slot.
That way MASH can't kick her ass.
And currently.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And then I've got other news for you. Actor Paul Grant passed away on March 20th at
Paul Grant?
56. Well, let me tell you, he is known for his work in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone as the main goblin at Gringotts Wizarding Bank.
Oh,
you guys remember him? Glasses, the long fingers and everything. And then he also played an Ewok in Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Well, no wonder I don't know him. He's always behind a mask or something.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of makeup and costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, at least Warwick Davis, you know, did Willow. So, you know, he knew what he looked like at that point.
Well, yeah.
So.
Anyways, just
saying.
Wanted to share that too. And that's all I've got for you today.
Well, that was a short, quick one.
It
I like that.
It was a quick one, yeah. Get right to it.
Yeah, hang on, that's what's trending. Because Camlin Jackson.
That's what's trending.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we've got the whole thing with March Madness going on. You know, and are you following what's going on with basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Have you picked your teams of who may go? And
I'm it's not so much that. It's been just interesting watching the different teams beat higher seeds. I mean, for only the second time in the history of the tournament, did a 16 beat a 1 in the first round.
Wow, that's...
So there's been stuff going on, and also there was a 15 to beat a 2.
Jeez.
And wow. That was Arizona from the Pac-12.
I think that's the thing I do like about March Madness is that you never know who is going to win.
Right.
Kind of a thing.
Right. Yeah, because anybody... You catch a team that had a bad flight in who's the number one, and the other team is all ready and going, and
they put more baskets in.
They
put more baskets in, and you can upset a number two or a number one or even a number five.
The Gonzaga UCLA game was really good.
Well, what's cool about that though too is that you know so many dads like watching the game.
Yes,
and,
they do.
And Jimmy Fallon the other day, I thought this was great. So he decided to do something a little bit different with the tweets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did a hashtag called March Dadness.
I think I saw this.
The March Dadness thing. So with that or whatever, you know, then people kind of wrote in about things about their dad. So let's kind of do March Dadness. Let's see if you enjoy some of these too, Camel. So,
okay.
I'll do the first one here. My friend's dad always kept an Allen wrench in his front pocket, and when asked why, he just muttered, "You never know."
That's very wise, actually.
I get that,
in
honestly.
Dad-dom.
I get that. But after having like bought a house and stuff, like it's very
But is it the right size of an Allen wrench?
Oh my gosh, that's the worst. Having to find the right
Now if you had the multiple one that they fold out or whatever,
maybe that's what they meant was having a mm-hmm. Okay, my dad is the only person in the world who cares that everyone uses the word random incorrectly. People use it to mean haphazard or odd when it means things happened completely due to chance. It's so random. Sorry, Dad. I know that's not the correct usage. Gina and I had a discussion about the word random and what it means. It almost came to blows.
Did it really?
I got called an asshole. But that was a normal thing.
I was going to say, that's normal all of us. Yeah. Let's see. We thought that my dad had a flatulent problem at dinner time. It turns out he was purposely breaking wind with his homemade farting machine. Of course, sometimes we didn't know if it was the fart machine or the real thing.
That may have been the point.
Yeah.
When some kind of food tastes great, my dad will always say, "It will make your tongue slap your brains out. It's so good."
What?
I'll try it again.
Sounds like a Southern thing.
Yeah. I'll try that. Okay. It'll make your tongue slap your brains out. It's so good.
Yeah, that was
better. I don't know what the word out means.
Yeah.
Slap your brains out. It's so good.
So good. So good. Go on, slap your brains out. Let's see here. My friend's dad always had a chip on his shoulder, and when asked why, he just grunt and walk away.
There was. That was it.
Yep.
Being asked stupid questions like that.
Thank you, Mr. Sasquatch. Appreciate it.
My dad swears up and down that vacuuming the house during the summer makes the room cooler.
No.
Nope. Interesting. Strange.
I love that most of them are my friend's dad, used to always wear a windbreaker on windy days. And when asked why, he just sing song out, called a windbreaker because it breaks the wind. Who writes this shit? Okay.
Well, you know, men and fart jokes.
Yeah, hey?
Yeah. When I was young, my dad would enthusiastically ask me something like, "Hey, do you want some Twizzlers?" when I would say, yeah, sure, he would respond straight face, me too. Why don't you run to the kitchen and get some for us?
I've seen some fathers do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you want to try this? Oh, I'd love some. Great, go get it.
Cool.
What? Let's see. My dad says there's only a couple of feet between a pat on the back and a kick up the ass.
It's very true.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, it's about 2 feet, yeah.
That's about 2 feet.
Yeah, it's about 2 feet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, my father had this weird habit that when reading the newspaper every morning, he was holding his coffee in one hand and his dentures in the other, and one of us had to turn the page.
Wow. Wow. That's an image right there.
Wow. Yeah, I can see it all.
Cannot put him down or... Mm-hmm. But,
or put his coffee down.
Yeah, but geez, oh, dude.
Yeah, how's he going to keep reading the newspaper?
Mm. Okay. My dad always told me when you take something apart and put it back together again, if you have parts left over, consider that a win.
I've done that with cars.
Yeah.
Tear a car all the way down, especially carburetors. You put it all back together, and you look over, and you've got, like, a screw and a little spring, and you're going...
Where did that go?
Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Let's see. A buddy of mine's dad was a sponsor on a trip we were on. I needed a pocket knife to open something and asked him if he had one. His response, I got my britches on, don't I?
Must be a Southern thing also again.
Mm. Can you take it Southern, Steve?
I got my britches on, don't I?
Maybe. Okay. Like he's got his pants on, which means he has to have one?
The knife is in his pants.
Yeah, he has one.
Okay. I kind of like this one here because it actually reminds me of a place in Austin, Texas. To keep him actually cursing, my dad yells out, "Funky monkey!" whenever he gets hurt. And there's actually a bar in Austin called the Funky Monkey.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. And Stevie Ray Vaughan used to play there when he was first coming up with the Funky Monkey.
How funny.
Now, my dad always says, "Here's looking at you, kid," when he toasts a drink. We decided it was weird until we saw the movie Casablanca.
Dumbasses.
Like it just made up something to say.
Yeah. What are you looking at, butthead? Dad always said that, too, until I watched Back to the Future. Who knew? Speaking of butts, here
well,
we go.
They are.
Yeah, my friend's dad always liked greeting us with, "What's up, chicken butt?"
Yeah. My grandpa told my brother and I to never get tattoos because it's too easy for the police to identify you.
That is so true. That is so true.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any, and I'm proud of it. When something tastes good, Dad always says, "That's so good it makes you want to slap your mother-in-law."
Wow.
I think that's a Southern thing also, too.
Yeah. I suppose. Now, my dad turns off his hearing aids when the grandkids come to visit, but then he gets mad when he can't hear what they're saying to him.
Well, here's the last one. Boy, this one's a kicker.
Yeah.
My dad used to read me Playboy magazines
to
put me to sleep.
Perfect.
He must have read the articles, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those articles were good, but very sophisticated, so they would bore me to death as well.
Keep track of.
And there you go. Those are the March Dadness tweets. Oh, I love it. All right. Well, you know, today is also National Cocktail Day.
Ooh.
So I think one of you guys got the list here for that. Good segue, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. For cocktails.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what would be a good song to play for this for cocktails?
I mean, you could do like It's 5 o'clock Somewhere or Cocktails. Let's see.
I know a good cocktail drink.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, let's see here. Ah, here we go. This is going to be perfect, I think. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you Bermuda. I don't care what he says. I like this song. All right. So, what we got?
I was just gonna sing the song. Okay. All right. So we'll do the most popular cocktails list nationwide.
Yeah.
So we'll do the top five here.
Okay.
And I'll start with number five. Number five would be the Moscow Mule.
Yeah. So very popular.
Yeah.
I've had those at parties and stuff like that.
I'm not like a huge fan of ginger beer. So it kind of throws me off a little bit, but it's a refreshing flavor.
Here's the thing that pisses me off about Moscow Mules, though.
Yeah.
People do it wrong.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be in a copper cup.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, is that that's where part of that flavor comes from, is that copper cup. But the thing is, the copper cups are lined with something else.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have the true flavor of that copper
cup. It's all for looks.
Yeah. It's like, and that's why you sip, you kind of go, But if you get a true copper cup, you will definitely taste a difference in that. So, but great drink.
Yes, absolutely. All right, number four would be the mimosa.
Well, that's your favorite drink every morning.
I like champagne. Don't you give me
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
That's called mimosa.
Mimosa. let's see. Number three would be the Old Fashioned.
Wow, people still drink that. Mm-hmm. Wow, an Old Fashioned. Okay.
Yeah. I was actually at the movie theater last night. It was the AMC in Ontario, and they had an Old Fashioned, like a sign up for people to order one. Like it was a specialty drink that they were serving.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so they're still popular.
I think that's something that's trending again.
Yeah, is it? Okay.
Yeah, because I've read other stuff, like seeing stuff like on YouTube or online or something that talks about old fashioned stuff.
Okay, cool.
Maybe becoming popular again.
Yeah, sounds like it. Cool. I like them. Let's see. Number two is the martini.
Oh, love a good martini. Love a dirty martini. Oh, yeah.
I am not an olive person.
You would rather have the...
And none of them. No olive.
But you, so you'd rather have an onion in it instead, or what?
You know what? I've never had that. And I do
twist.
Love onions. I should try that.
Yeah. A twist.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Twist of lemon.
Yeah. And the number one drink, do you guys want to guess? I think you might have seen it. But you don't think you can guess. Unless you don't know.
I'm going to say a pina colada.
Okay. Do you have a guess?
Whiskey sour.
It is the margarita.
Margarita.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
On the
rocks.
Gucci.
On the rocks with salt. That's how I like my margaritas. Definitely. Let's see. How about the most popular cocktails list by the time of day? What do you guys think is the most popular morning drink?
I'm probably going to say either a mimosa or a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
I'd say Bloody Mary.
It is the mimosa.
Ah!
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. And
mostly brunch. Brunches.
Yeah. Exactly. Definitely. Afternoon and evening were the same. Margarita for both afternoon and evening. And nighttime would be the martini.
It's a martini.
After you've had a few, you can call them a martini.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then the most popular cocktails by like major market. So Boston, their number one drink is the margarita.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Chicago, Old Fashioned. And Los Angeles, Miami, New York, and Tampa.
We know what's going on.
The margarita.
The margarita. There you go.
It is so popular.
A lot of Latinos.
It is. They're just so good.
If you make them right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Have you had a faux margarita? That would be tequila and squirt.
No.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. It's so good.
Try it. Okay, there's one with that we had. We had a guy in here one time with tequila. But he uses, oh God, what's that drink? It's a fruit drink.
It's agave.
Well, agave, but
syrup.
Yeah, but there was a soda thing. It was like a grapefruit soda thing that he used. So similar.
So it would be like squirt. Yeah, like
similar to the squirt.
Grapefruit soda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. So good.
I know it's cactus.
No, it was a cactus cooler.
It's like that.
It was a grapefruit drink. What it was. But he did that.
Well, that sounds
delicious.
Agave
syrup and then the tequila, you know, so it kind of makes that margarita.
Oh, it's a Paloma. Tequila, grapefruit, and lime is a drink called a Paloma.
Oh, that's a Paloma?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Delicious. That sounds good. What cocktail will I celebrate National Cocktail Day with today?
All of them.
Okay. Twist my arm.
Yeah. I'll have one of each.
All right. That's all. That's what I've got for you on National Cocktail Day.
Very cool. Very cool. What's your favorite cocktail?
You know what? I'm very, I don't like sweet drinks. And so I prefer a Tito's soda water and a lime.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I like the Palomas. I love margaritas, but I have to really be in the mood. If I'm just going to, like, have a cocktail like I did last night, I just, well, I had a double Tito's soda and a lime. So.
I'll have to try that then.
Yeah. It's just really easy. There's not a whole lot of flavor to it. Just the most of the flavor comes from the lime.
It's kind of like a gin soda then. Or
yeah, exactly.
Very, very light-esque kind of a thing. So that way the drunk hits you.
Yeah.
You know, from the back door.
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of cool. For me, I, like you, it kind of depends on the mood I'm in, though. Mm-hmm. I've went through my phases also, though, too, because I would, for a while, I was drinking Bloody Marys.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And Mary moved.
Yeah, and she moved, yeah. Mm. But then I went through an era, too, where I loved my Dirty Martinis. You know, especially if I want to get my drunk on a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And a little bit early.
Yeah, just
give me two or three of those.
Yeah.
Right away. Ah, I'm a happy man.
Mm-hmm. You know what I do enjoy is a Cosmopolitan, because it's pretty much the same thing.
Just
a whole bunch of vodka and a little bit of cranberry juice and a lime.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Exactly. But I think my go-to, though, is simple. It's just a rum and Coke.
Oh, okay.
You know, with lime.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, can't go with it. If it's balanced right, oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba it's Libre. So
good. Yeah, Cuba Libre. But, I mean, I love, unlike you, the sugary drinks, though. You know, the fruity ones, mm-hmm. Pina Coladas, Blue Hawaiis, Mai Tais.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Sonora. There was a drink that I used to have. It's kind of like a tequila sunrise.
Uh-huh.
But they called it a Sonora sunset. Which was done at an used to be done at Acapulco restaurants.
Oh, okay.
And it was similar to that of a tequila sunrise, but it had, I think, amaretto and something else in it too that made the difference.
Mm.
Yeah, and I know you like amaretto. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you know those type of drink I love because I love the fruitiness of things. Basically, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So what about you, Steve? What's your favorite drink?
Well, actually, it's a White Russian. But
oh,
you can't,
White Russians are good.
Not all the bars I go to stock
them, yeah.
Yeah.
Half and half or cream. And if it doesn't have that, I don't want it. But my favorite liquor of all time is amaretto. I like amaretto on the rocks, amaretto sour.
What's the other one that's like a White Russian? God. It's not. Oh, it's a Jesus.
The black something, isn't it?
No.
I don't know.
Mudslide.
Oh, Mudslide.
Mudslide is very similar to Black Rifle. I love Mudslides, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Ooh,
too sweet for me.
Oh, I love the sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you get the sweet and then the alcohol. Going, give me more.
Hey, Bartles and James Pina Coladas, like, wow.
There was, okay, I got to tell this a quick story. So, years ago, I got to tell this story to tell another story. Years ago, when I worked at Whitaker Music, which no longer exists anymore in Long Beach, the manager, one of the other managers and I, we would work the store on Sundays. So he would buy a bottle of rum. I go to 7-Eleven and get the two biggest gulps that they offered and fill it up with Coke or Pepsi or whatever. And we would take a little bit of sip of that. We would kill the bottle by the end of the day.
Oh, boy.
Because we just pour it in. It's like,
sure.
You know, somebody comes in or whatever. So, what's my... whatever you want. Go ahead. It's yours. You know. So we would do that. And like I said, we would kill the bottle by the end of the day. It was gone. Well, I found out one day when I was working at another place that... What was not Kearns, but who's the people that make the it was someone who made like an iced tea or whatever, and they came out with a pina colada drink. But it was obviously without the alcohol, okay? And I can't remember who made it. It didn't last that long for whatever reason. It was only out for like maybe 6 months or something. But I found it, so I stopped at the CVS, picked up that, and then picked up some cups, and then went to the liquor store and got rum and put that in the mix and handed it to the secretary as you walk in mm-hmm. to this place I worked at. And I said, sip it slowly. Mm-hmm. She's like, what did you do? I'm like, sip it slowly.
Yeah.
So I walk into our showroom where my desk was. And I no sooner sit down and she calls me from her, what did you put in this? I'm like, it's good, isn't it? She goes, yes. Because whatever, it was like a Kearns or something like that or whatever, you know. But it was so good.
Mm.
You know, all you need to do was add your own rum to it.
Yeah.
And
delicious.
It was heaven. It was absolute heaven.
Yum.
So, yeah, I'll drink anything, you know. Really, for me, I'll drink anything just about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like my hard alcohol. All right. So, well,
I also like Bailey's in coffee.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's like, whoa.
Yeah. one thing I wanted to do with us real quick, too, was that I know, Steve, you went to you went to jury duty
mm-hmm.
recently. So... I figure, what better way for you to express how to get out of jury duty? Because not many of us really like to go to jury duty.
Yeah, it can be a pain in the tuchus, as one might say. But there are ways. if you are ballsy, there are ways to do this. Okay.
All right. So here we go. Here's.
Do we have some music?
Yeah, I think we've got something here.
Okay.
Of course, I kind of hate these freaking commercials, man. I don't know why they have them on here. But yeah, we got some music for you. Here we go. All right, Steve, what are some ways to get out of jury duty?
Well, you can bring a cell phone and order a pizza when the judge starts talking.
That's one way to get out of it,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you'll throw your ass out of there.
And you'll get a pizza.
Yeah, that too, yeah, exactly.
Giggle uncontrollably when they show the evidence. Stand up and yell, objection, to everything the judge says. Call the judge, get the judge to look at you, lick your lips in motion that you'll call him.
Oh my God.
Hey, not only get you out of jury duty, it gets you into a position where you need a jury.
Yeah.
You could bring a kazoo.
Hey.
That's fun. Every time the judge uses the gavel, kneel over, keel over backwards, and act like you've been shot. Oh, I never made it into any of the courts. I was there. I just sat in the jury room. But that I like that.
That's good. I like that one.
Wait until everybody is completely focused on the trial, then blow a referee's whistle as loud as you can. Point to the person next to you and tell him to stop it. call the judge a wuss.
Oh, damn.
Oh my gosh.
When he issues the death penalty. When he accuses you of contempt of court, look puzzled and ask him what it means. When he answers, object. Well, this is simple. Dress up like Santa Claus.
Oh. Okay.
And then you would fit in with night court, actually.
You could hiccup every time somebody says the word the. Complain aloud about that nasty wedgie you have. Then take a poll of others in the audience if they too have a nasty wedgie. This was something like you were talking about earlier. Fart. Pause momentarily and comment under your breath, I've done better. When pronounced guilty, reply, how about we try that again? This time, rock, scissors, paper. Best of three. rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
Oh, love it. There you go. So those, so if you ever get into jury duty or you get into a jury and you want to get out of it, those
now
are some of the best ways to do it.
I think my wife has jury duty, actually. So
really?
I'll let her know.
Oh,
get her a Santa Claus outfit.
I don't. Yeah, I've been called and I've gone and I've been able to get out of it, but I would not want to ever do jury.
I've never been called in.
Really?
Jinx myself now, but
we don't see you now for 2 months.
Damn, I know, right? Okay, cool. See you in here, guys.
I mentioned it briefly, but because it messed me up. But I was in a jury in 2007 here in Superior Court in Orange County. And when you do jury duty, you don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, they talk about what the trial is going to be like and what it involves before you get selected. But, you know, you're like, well, I just answered all the questions truthfully, and I probably shouldn't have. But I got on that jury, and it was hard. I was working at Disney at the time, and I'd get to work and see kids because I was supposed to work on Fridays, and I'd be like, start crying.
That would take a toll on you, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that you should not have to do jury duty anymore when you get on a trial like that, or you have to put someone away for murder or something like that. I think that should be your...
That's it.
You paid your bill.
Can we talk about the cocktails again? Go back to the cocktails? Jeez. Oh.
Well.
Wow. Because after that story, I want to have a few drinks.
I know. My goodness.
Gee, many crickets. All right. Well, are you guys at least ready for the game then?
Let's play the game.
All right. Here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's the brand new game show that actually caused Ed Sheeran to have red hair. Quiz me.
Quiz you. All right. And of course, we got intern Christopher out there. How you doing, sir?
I am doing good.
Wonderful. Ooh, sexy voice.
Very,
very sultry.
Okay. All right, Joey. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Quiz number one.
All right.
Who was the first female performer inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Sean. Aretha Franklin?
That is correct.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I respect that woman.
Yeah.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
See where I was going with that?
But can you spell it?
Yes. But
you better think. Yeah.
Mm. All right, question number two.
Think about what you trying to do.
To do me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Sound effects.
You got to push the button.
All right. What is the most often ordered seafood item in restaurants?
Sean.
Camlin.
Meh. Salmon.
No.
Oh. I was going to say salmon too. Okay.
Steve.
Hold on. Afterwards.
Yeah. You said you were going to say salmon, so I figured
I was going to say salmon.
Well, what are you going to say now?
I'm not anymore. So now I'm going to say halibut?
No.
Damn it.
Steve. Mm.
Shrimp.
That is correct.
That was my second guess.
There you go.
Wow, okay. That was exciting.
All right, question three. What year was the 19th Amendment passed?
Oh. We were suffering until suffering. Not a woman here could vote no matter what age.
Camlin? I think it was 1920.
That is correct.
Ah, I was almost there to the lyric. Damn it.
1920.
Yeah, in the 1920.
Yeah, 20.
I got to the lyric finally.
Yeah. Question number four.
Grew up on Schoolhouse Rock, sorry.
Yeah. Which abolitionist was known as Moses in the Underground Railroad?
Sean? Grandma.
No.
What?
I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh at that.
Grandma Moses.
It was funny.
It was Grandma.
Oh.
Okay.
Sean.
Sean.
Harriet Tubman.
Yes.
Did you see History of the World Part 2?
Not yet. No, I want to, though.
That's one of the bits.
Oh, is it really?
You just referenced something you didn't even know about.
That's right, I did.
All right, holy question cow. Number five.
Talking about precog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Abraham Lincoln has never done what in a photograph?
Sean.
Sean?
Steve. Smile.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh. Okay.
Because he had wooden teeth.
That wasn't him.
All right. Question number six.
Yeah, the fire on his head. That's why he wore the stove.
The stove top, yeah.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
It's getting weird.
Always is.
Oh, are you kidding?
Right. Oh. Rules of Travel is the 10th studio album from who?
Rules of Travel?
Mm-hmm.
10th studio album?
That's a lot of albums.
Rules of Travel.
Rules of Travel.
10th studio album.
10th studio album.
10th studio album.
From who? So why don't we ask for Crystal Ball?
The person who did the album, they had a duet song with their father on it.
With their father on it? Sean?
Sean?
Natalie Cole?
No.
I can't think of it.
Come on, Steve. Fire those neurons.
Come on, Steve. Come on.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh. It won't come to me.
Wow.
Who is it?
Rosanna Cash.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
John Cash, right?
No.
Is that what you said?
No.
What'd you say?
He said Roseanne Cash.
Roseanne, what?
Was it Roseanne?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard Ann Cash.
Yeah.
That's all I heard.
Roseanne Cash.
What?
Who's Ann Cash?
Roseanne Cash, yeah.
Roseanne Cash.
Roseanne Cash.
Did her 10th studio. Remember, she was her own before she met Johnny.
She had
which
nine
was her
way
husband.
Before.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we got that one wrong.
Question.
Okay. Woo. Womp womp.
Seven?
That was difficult.
It was.
That was tough, yeah.
That one hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, sip. All right. What food is called a hen of the woods?
A hen of the woods?
Mm-hmm.
Hen of the woods? Mm-hmm. Steve.
Steve.
Quail?
No.
Ooh, that's a good guess. That's a good guess. Yeah.
Ooh,
Sean.
I know.
Sean.
Turkey.
No.
Camlin.
Camlin.
A goose.
No, because you're going with this, I'm gonna change it slightly.
Steve.
Steve.
Oh.
Grouse.
No, but I'm going to change it slightly to what ingredient. I'm going to say ingredient specifically.
Because
you're going off in a direction I did not expect you to.
Oh.
I have no idea what's...
An ingredient.
So you an ingredient that's grown in the woods.
Hen of the woods. Camlin.
Camlin.
Like a mushroom?
Yeah!
Oh, hey!
See, I didn't want to say fungi because then you would get it too quickly, you know?
That's very true.
Because if I said fungi, it would have been boom, 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 boom.
We all know you're a fun guy.
I know.
I know. Thank you very much. Question number eight.
Nice segue.
All right. Who was the first person to fly solo and nonstop across the United States?
Sean.
Sean.
Amelia Earhart.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Noise.
Amelia.
Amelia. Question number nine.
You see, they finally found her bones on an island.
Really?
No way.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. They're pretty sure.
That's
her? Really, yeah.
That's really
they
her?
They found like different things with it and stuff, and they're pretty sure it was her that she crashed near an island and... You know, just died on the island because
starvation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wowzers.
Yeah. Again, Steve, thanks for bringing us down.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what we have.
That's what I'm here for.
Downers today.
All right. All right, so what is the most amount of Grammys given to one singular person?
Kamlyn. Ooh.
Kamlyn?
25?
No.
Oh, dang it.
Now, are we talking about one award show or the over their career?
Career.
Well, that's a good question.
It's I mean, the person that has the most Grammys.
Yes. But I'm not looking for the person. I'm looking for the amount.
Number.
Yes.
Of Grammys.
Did I say a person? No, I said
no,
number.
You said a number. You said a number.
That just happened?
Yeah, that just happened.
In my life?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Listen to the show. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, you can always, you know, on Monday, download it.
Hear your answer.
Tune in on Lime City Radio, all that jazz.
Steve. 27.
No.
Sean.
Sean.
35.
No, but it's lower than Sean's, but higher than Steve's.
Kamlyn. 32.
That is correct.
Oh,
nice.
And the person that holds numbers. It.
Did you hear that big sound?
And the person that holds it is Beyonce.
Beyonce. That's what I knew. Beyonce. It was her. I thought it was 25. So
wow, she's got 32 Grammys.
That's amazing.
Where in the hell did she put all that stuff?
That's
at?
A big family.
Grammys.
Oh.
Really? You went there?
My friend only has four.
Question
so.
10. We're just go.
Which one is this?
10.
Moving on.
The
final one. 10. Da, da, dun. What organization?
No.
I was going to do it to
like
the music.
Like a well-oiled machine going on here.
He just stole my moment. Mm. That's rude. All right. What organization raises over $750 million between January and March each year?
Steve.
Sean.
Steve.
March of Dimes.
No.
Sean. Easter Seals.
No.
Damn.
Each year with their annual fundraising efforts between January and March each year.
Sean, after Kamlyn.
Kamlyn was just going to, she didn't have a name in mind. Just like an AIDS foundation of some sort?
No.
Okay.
I knew. IRS.
No.
Okay, now I forgot the question.
What organization raises over $750 million between January and March each year with their annual fundraising effort?
Steve. Red Cross.
No. So here's my clue for y'all.
Okay.
It's probably UNICEF. Which isn't in the
Mutual of Omaha.
What they sell is very, very yummy.
Oh, Sean. Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts organization.
Oh.
$750 million.
Wow, I wasn't.
And they get none of that.
Close okay, what? Think, did yeah. you say charitable organization?
I just said what organization.
What organization? Okay.
Oh, we okay. went charity.
We
yeah,
did. We did.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
went
just because the amount of money you guys thought
yeah.
charity.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of cookies.
You. That's a lot of cookies.
That's a lot of dough.
Exactly. Oh, I see what he did there because they cookies and made out of dough and they made dough. That's
wow.
a lot of dough. Yeah, I think there's some also money laundering going on there too.
I think they got that joke all the way in Samoa. She got it. How come you're not laughing,
Steve's
John?
Steve's really proud of that joke.
Yeah, he is. I think those are the jokes that Steve is only proud of. You know?
Are you telling me it was a lemon?
You done? Notice it's the end of the show and he just kicked it now. Did you notice that? Where was he the first half hour of the show?
Only physically.
I guarantee
here.
You, people are going to speed up past all the boring shit we talked about and get from the cocktails on.
To here.
And that's it. And they're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
There you go. So, anyway. All right, guys. What show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, find us on Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at Your Weekly Dose 1. Hopefully, we will post something soon.
Okay.
Because Lord knows we ain't doing it right now. And anybody want an accolade?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go. You can find me on Instagram at Camlin Jackson and at It's Camlin Jackson on Twitter. I mean, TikTok.
Maybe I should have gone.
You should have
Once
gone.
Again, people are going to fast forward to the end of the show. Okay, so when you guys listen to the show, start at the end. And then work your way backwards.
Listen to it backwards. It's actually a better show.
Okay, you can find
it is.
You can find me on Truth Social as the Great White Scrotus.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. Oh, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. And don't forget, guys, that you can listen to us on Del Marva Talk Radio, 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday mornings. And also our favorite affiliate, Lime City Radio, at noon Wednesday through Friday. So, and if you guys enjoyed the show, Lord knows we did at the very end. tell somebody, because, damn it, we need more listeners. And don't know why they'll listen to us until the end, but they will, hopefully. And yeah, so tell somebody, please. Lord knows we need it.
Tell somebody.
All right, guys. Until next time, have a good weekend. Be good to each other. Take care, folks.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.